1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Go. Fat Dad Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Fat Dad Podcast. I'm your host JB, and this week we've got a bit of a mixed bag. We've got an interview with, a bizarre interview with Kung Fu Master Will. We've got going to be talking about a new training regime that I've been looking into. And also, we're going to have a quick, with Valentine's Day having just been and having to go to restaurants and things, I've just been looking at some of the best options when out and about, so you can stay in your diet. So basically, the best takeaway options out there at the moment. Okay, sit back, enjoy the show. So this week, I've discovered a few videos about a training regime called Tabata. It was conceived by Japanese scientists, and it's a high intensity interval training. It's basically 20 seconds on of any activities and then 10 seconds rest, but a lot of people are suggesting that during those 10 seconds you do like a light moderate exercise. So this is something I've been looking at. I'm going to give this a go over the next few weeks. I may take some measurements of my biceps and chest and things like that just to see how I get on. So yeah, anyone willing to give it a go, check out the show notes and there'll be further details in there. Okay, thank you. Okay, so last week, we had Valentine's Day. Love is in the air. I got a bit of a sweat on thinking about Valentine's Day, cause not thinking about going out for a meal and not knowing what to eat, being on a diet. Luckily enough, I had to work, so we didn't do anything. Who says romance is dead? It's alive! So in the end, we ended up Saturday night. I cooked a lovely steak dinner. Obviously, steak being allowed on keto. It was beautiful. The wife liked it. So it was a good night. But it got me thinking about the situations where you're out, you have to go out for family commitments or you have to meet friends and you don't really want to be worrying about what to order and what to have. Or you may even be getting a takeaway with friends and you're worrying what to have. So I've just gone through, made a quick list of 5 things that you can have that aren't going to destroy the diet and make you pack the pounds straight back on. So yeah, here's that list. Okay, number one. Okay, so number one, this is my personal favourite, it'd be the Indian restaurant. Yeah, so in the Indian restaurant, you've got a great option in the tandoori chicken. It's 250 calories per serving, and it is great. You can have it with a lot of vegetable options. So that is a great idea. You can also push the boat out to the Tandoori grill, which is if you're on the like low carb options, that's a lot of meat, not a lot of carbs, so that's a great option. Number two is Chinese, my most favorite. There's a few things to try here. There's you can try a lot of spiced shellfish dishes. You've got the Shizun prawns or squid, they're great. They're not deep fried and the shellfish is a great source of protein, very low in fat. The main problems with a lot of Chinese food can be the sauces. There's a lot of hidden sugar and salt in sauces, so always keep that in mind. The best thing, if you've got a mug, it comes out on a sizzling plate, that's normally a good sign. You can have sizzling seafood or beef. And they usually come with vegetables, so that can act as a side. You don't need rice and all the side dishes. But if you are going to have the rice, if you go for the plain boiled, is your best option. Okay, next up, number three is pizza. Well, this is a tough one, really, because it is quite carbarific. If I was going to go for anything, I'd probably go for the finished base, so the Italian base. To save the calories on the bread, just basic cheese and tomato, maybe some extra vegetables like mushrooms or something on top. And of course, a lot of this comes with salad. You get salad bar options. So yeah, that's probably your best option there. And also they do chicken wings and things like this in Pizza Hut, and that may also be an option. Okay, number four, your kebab. Another of my favourites, a kebab. Normally I would have a doner kebab with salad, chili sauce, bread. Obviously the bread's carb loaded. The sauce is normally full of sugar. It's a hidden... it's also one of the worst things for food poisoning, apparently. Other than rice. That's a private joke there. So yeah, that's one of the worst things. Chili sauce is what... If you're going to get food poisoning from a kebab shop, it'll be the chili sauce. So avoid it. On the keto diet that I'm doing at the moment, they say you can actually do the doner kebab because it's full of fat, which is what you want in your body. But my option here, just for a standard diet, is lamb shish or chicken shish with salad. You can cut out the bread, although a slice of pizza isn't going to be too much of a problem if you're just standard low-calorie diet. So that'd be my best option. Okay, so yeah, number five would be the fish and chip shop. Gonna struggle here. Thick cut chips, I'd say, are better than thin cut chips because you're getting less calories from them. Probably you normally get half chickens and things like that. That's something I'd go for, although they are fried normally. Yeah, so this one is a tough one. On the keto or low carb diets, you could have the sausages, you could have the chicken, and things along these sort of lines, but they're still going to be high calorie and they're going to be deep fried, so that's tough. I'd avoid pies or anything like this, which is rich in thick in pastry and high calorie. Yeah, so if I was going there, I'd probably have half a chicken, a gherkin because I love gherkins, and maybe nick a couple of chips off my missus, but I wouldn't have a whole portion. Okay, and now we go over to our interview with Kung Fu Master Will. Brace yourself, it's a weird one. Okay, over to JB talking to Will. I'm your host JB, and today I am joined by Kung Fu Master William Lee, aka the Italian Stallion, here to talk MMA and how that can make fitness better. Yes, anyway... Will, tell us a little bit about your fitness journey and your commitment to the MMA of your choice.
All right there, John. What is it you want to know?
To know about your fitness training through the years and why you started martial arts.
Well, I like to thank my mum and my dad. Without them, this wouldn't be possible. Can I say that? Hi, Mum. Hi, Dad. Well, yeah, I've been doing martial arts for about 10 years now.
What is it you like about it, Will?
Just a general training, really. I started off on a white belt.
What are you now?
White belt.
Nice.
It's not bad.
What made you start it in the first place?
It was by accident, really. I wanted to not be around my girlfriend, so I just started doing it 2 nights a week.
And did it pay off?
Yeah, she left me.
Would you recommend it to new starters?
Yeah, I do recommend it, to be honest, John. It's changed me as a person.
For the better.
Yeah, I have more time on my hands. Since she's gone, I can do what I want.
That's true, very true. Good.
Can I ask you a question?
You can.
How are you finding your progress in your dieting now?
I'm finding it, much like this interview, very tedious.
Yeah, well, finding it very good. I'm eating a lot of foods that I like, I'm eating a lot of foods that I don't like, but at the end of the day, the weight's not coming off at the moment, so I'm thinking of changing diets, but I've committed to this one so far, so it takes a week to kick in, so I might stick with it, I might not. What would you recommend, Will?
How do you stay so slim?
Well, John, I eat loads of fresh fruit and veg. A lot of poultry and meat. I don't really eat a lot of processed foods because they're not very good for you. And I like to drink a lot of water. This keeps my body quite slim, slender, you know, very active throughout the day, as I have a very demanding job. Also, with the martial arts that I do, it always gives me that little bit of exercise.
Okay, well, thank you for your time. It's been a very lovely interview. And until next time. Okay, well... That's everything I have to say on that. It's been a weird show today. I apologise. I'm still working out how to receive phone calls and record them. So once that happens, we'll have some more experts, expert in speech marks. guests, so hopefully next week I'll have sorted that out. I haven't done a weigh-in this week because I had a sneaky weigh-in yesterday, and I was I'd actually put on 1 pound. I believe this is because I've gone from the crash diet to a higher fat diet, so obviously a bit of weight's gone on whilst my body's adjusting. But I have started to see that I actually put on 6 pounds initially, but I'm now seeing that drop down to a 1 pound weight gain on the 30 stone. So I am losing, not as fast as I'd like to, but what can we do? So yeah, thanks for listening again, and we will speak to you next week. Sorry again for the delay in getting this episode out. It's just been a bit of a nightmare. Okay, thanks for listening, and speak to you soon.
Hello, and thank you for listening to the latest episode of the Fat Dad Podcast. For more information, visit us at www.fatdadblog.co.uk. Follow us on Twitter, @FatDadPod, on Pinterest, @FatDadPod, and follow us on Instagram. You guessed it, Fat Dad Pod. And now, over to the outtakes.
Okay, Will, is there anything you'd like to add before we wrap things up?
Well, John, I'm very lonely now, and I spend a lot of time to myself. So if you know of anyone or anyone's listening to this who'd like to get in contact with me, that'd be amazing. Please take me back.
Are you going to give me that money now?